This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development and Stress Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Peggy Silfen, an internationally known expert on stress and anxiety. As a personal development coach, Peggy helps clients live happy, abundant, fearless lives. She develops effective integrated life plans for clients with challenges from health issues to relationships, work, finances, or life purpose. Her best-selling book, Escape from Anxiety, Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z, is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Peggy, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It is a pleasure to be here with you.
And it certainly is good to have you as well. And so to kick things off, why did you write your book on anxiety?
Good question. Well, I've been working with so many clients who are literally paralyzed by stress and anxiety that I wanted to create a go-to place, an easy, accessible one source to find relief. So my book is a compilation of over 100 bite-sized solutions that I call interrupters that literally stop the cycle of stress. And I've organized it into the A to Z format so someone can literally open to any letter of the alphabet, read one recommendation, do it, and they'll feel better. And the second part of the book shares advice on cultivating sustainable relief. So it provides, in addition, foundational scientific understanding about changing habits, about shifting out of painful patterns to really supercharge your life. So I've brought Eastern philosophies together with Western approaches, and I'm trained and certified in all of these. So I've blended them in a way that really makes them more accessible. So it's a book to give hope and a toolbox of skills.
And how can someone understand whether or not their anxiety is normal everyday anxiety or something more serious?
You know, Eric, we have anxiety and stress as just part of our everyday lives. It's part of our humanness, our vulnerability, stressing over a work project, you're in traffic and you're anxious because you're late, or you're in a new relationship. These are all part of life. So it becomes more serious when you're just not able to cope, when the stress or anxiety is chronic. And some of the signs would be things like really exaggerated worries, insomnia, you just can't sleep, you're overeating, you're undereating, you're working too many hours as an escape, or you're escaping into alcohol and drugs, having nightmares, dreading the day, depressed. Then it's really important to seek help.
How does stress and anxiety affect one's health, and what can someone do to overcome that fear that holds them back from being healthy and truly living?
That's a big question. The source of our physical problems are often mental and emotional in origin, and it creates these energetic imbalances that trigger the stress and anxiety. And it's interesting because the American Institute of Stress did a study over 30, 40 years, and it's shown that 70 to 90% of visits to primary care physicians are for stress-related symptoms, which is huge. So let me explain what happens. When anxiety and stress become chronic, it activates this fight or flight response in the body. And this is our natural, inborn, biological mechanism, and it releases hormones, adrenaline, and cortisol, which pump up our heart rate and our breathing and literally pumps energy into our limbs so that we can either fight that ferocious tiger or run away and survive. So at the same time that it's pumping into our limbs, it's taking energy away from non-essential functions, so digestion, immune system. And so what happens is physical issues such as headaches, indigestion, heart palpitations begin to start happening, and they can lead over time to really serious diseases like cancer and heart disease. So, again, the stress response was really made for just short bursts. And we live in such a stressful lifestyle that now it's created this very unhealthy environment that really saps our energies. And to answer your question about fear, it's usually a reaction to an external trigger or internal thoughts that create these patterns where our mind starts spinning the worst-case scenario and we feel in danger. And I actually work with a lot of PTSD clients, post-traumatic stress disorder, and they get irrationally upset and agitated just being in a social gathering because they feel unsafe. But it's an illusion that stems from some past experience, past programming, can be from traumas, messages they got from parents, teachers. So the best way to overcome fear is to really develop an awareness, a mindfulness about your reactions and interrupt them. So mindfulness is really being present in that moment and not worrying about the past or fearful about the future, but really being engaged in what is and really being the observer, aware, accepting your thoughts, emotions, feelings in that moment without judgment. And I'll share a quick story with you. One of my clients, Steve, when he's confronting major crises, he stays absolutely calm and collected. He's able to make impeccable decisions. He knows exactly what to do. And we would talk the other day about this burning building he was in and how well he was able to cope with it. But when it comes to interacting with his wife, as soon as she starts waggling a finger at him in the midst of a discussion, it triggers a reaction that's an old pattern of how he felt towards his mother and how his mother made him feel disempowered. So what happens? The moment escalates into this screaming match. And so it's really about dismantling those destructive reactions because they're an illusion of something past and they're not really existing in the present and they cause inappropriate reactions. So it's really about learning how to enter this place of calmness so you can think more clearly. And it takes practice to get a grip on it all, and that's what I help train people in.
Today we are speaking with Peggy Silfen, an internationally known expert on stress and anxiety and author of the best-selling book, Escape from Anxiety, Supercharge Your Life with Powerful Strategies from A to Z, here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development and Stress Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Peggy, what is your integrated life personal coaching system, and is that the way to supercharge your life in a way that is sustainable?
Absolutely. I empower clients to really be all they can be. If one part of their life is out of balance, their work can be great, but then their relationships suffer. So there's always one area that needs balancing. So I develop a customized integrated life plan for each person to really facilitate changes they're seeking. So I help them really get more integrated in their whole life and in harmony with their values, their focus, their desires, their dreams, and connecting to their true inner selves. I work with a lot of clients who come to me blaming external circumstances and other people for their unhappiness. And what I show them is that happiness is an inside job, and they can access that place for the rest of their lives.
And lastly, what would be a first step for someone who lives with struggle and crisis?
The first step, frankly, is to want to change. And some people hit so rock bottom that they feel that they have to change. So it's a starting point is really becoming aware of the pre-programmed habit patterns that are so depleting. And someone can begin by noticing thoughts. Are you having self-abusive thoughts like, I'm no good, I got what I deserve, I'll never amount to anything, I'm too fat, I'm not lovable? You know, these are all beliefs that become someone's self-talk. And they get grooved into these neural pathways in the brain that get stuck in this loop, and they keep repeating and repeating, and they hold you back. So once you can begin to observe and tune into these self-criticisms, that's when you can stop them. That's when you can stop the victim mentality. And there's many, many techniques that I teach with my clients and work with them in so many different ways.
Well, Peggy, it certainly has been good to have had you, and certainly a topic that affects all mankind and a topic that we cannot get enough of coverage on, that is, and certainly appreciate your insight and expertise. Where can listeners find you online, be in touch, and to get more information on your book, and where can they actually pick up the book in the most convenient way?
Well, let me just share with you, and Eric, it's really a delight to be here. I just feel that I really want your listeners to understand that they can let go of that struggle and drama. And they can really change the way they deal with crisis and really be able to live and supercharge their lives. And they can start today. So one of the things I want to offer your listeners is a free audio that they can access by going to 3minutestodestress.com. And that's the numeral 3, minutes to destress, D-E-S-T-R-E-S-S.com. And just by using that every day, that's a great, huge beginning, even if just 3 minutes. And if they want to go further, they can pick up my book. They can go to escapefromanxiety.com or go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Or they can get in touch with me directly and let's start creating your personal life plan. You can go to integratedlifeplan.com. So, Eric, thank you. I've really enjoyed being here with you, and I hope your listeners will take that first step and really change their lives forever.
Once again, Peggy, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today, and certainly look forward to a future conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you, Eric.
And we have been speaking with Peggy Silfen, an internationally known expert on stress and anxiety. As a personal development coach, Peggy helps clients live happy, abundant, fearless lives. She develops effective, integrated life plans for clients with challenges from health issues to relationships, work, finances, or life purpose. And for more information, either visit 3minutestodistress.com or escapefromanxiety.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development and Stress Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.